May our hearts be calmed, enlightened, and responsive to the absolute truth in Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I am Deacon Bob, and on behalf of our pastor, Father Mario, our very fine celebrant this morning, Father Scott, we thank you again for streaming the Mass to join us in worship of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you again to Fred and Ms. B and John, Sandy, Ann, and all the staff here at St. Cyril who worked so hard behind the scenes during this unprecedented time to make this all possible. It is indeed an unprecedented time. It has been 10 to 12 weeks since workplaces, schools, restaurants, stores, and other entities shut down and closed due to COVID-19. In this past 10 to 12 weeks, a lot of mental stress has taken place. That stress began with the uncertainty of how many would become sick and die, and then other stresses came with it, such as isolation from being self-quarantined, to the tremendous economic damage that's being done, and then the stress felt due to the many changes forced upon us in how we live life. Now we face additional mental stress with the uncertainty of the changes ahead. For not only did we have to change the way we live, work, and go to school over the past 10 to 12 weeks, we are uncertain how much of this change is permanent and if more changes are coming. But I stand before you today with one constant assurance. With all the changes going on around us, what will not change is what this church preaches. This church will always preach the death and resurrection of Christ. We will do so because through the love of God and by the sacrificial Lamb of Jesus, we are offered hope and life eternal. Regardless of the changes going on away from this altar, out there in the world, know that this church will always preach the Word of God as is. Glory be to God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, yesterday, today, and all the tomorrows. Amen?
Amen.
Now, during times of change and crisis and stress, one of the common reactions of people is to ask the question, where is God in all of this? With stress comes fear, and fear intensifies our questioning of God's presence because we fear the unknown outcome of a crisis. We fear we may be hurt or something may be taken away from us. And so we ask, where is God? I am confident many have asked this very question during the past 10 to 12 weeks. To address this, we turn to Scripture, and we read from the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 9. Jesus says, "Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father." Let me repeat that. Jesus says, "Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father." So when we look throughout the Gospels, where do we see Jesus? Well, we see him in many different places. Certainly we see Jesus in holy places like the temple. But we also see him in the home of Mary and Martha. We see him at a wedding in Cana, at the home of Peter's mother-in-law who was sick. And we see him at a funeral for Lazarus. In other words, we see Jesus present in all facets of life on this side of the cross. From weddings to funerals, he is seen in good places and bad. Now connect this observation of where we see Jesus with the verse where he says, anyone who sees me sees the Father. This connection tells us God is present with us everywhere. So take it to heart and rest in peace, knowing God is always with you. Acknowledge, accept, and embrace this truth. God is walking with you in your daily life every step of the way. Amen?
Amen.
All of us then need to embrace the responsibility we have in being present to others, just like our Father God. Now, today is Ascension Sunday, and we see this responsibility defined for us in today's reading. Understand that the ascension of Jesus into heaven, that's not an ending. Rather, it's a beginning. For his ascension begins the church's mission to do the work of advancing the kingdom of God. And all of us are the church, so we need to walk with others. Listen again to the gospel today from Matthew 28. Jesus commands all of us before he ascends into heaven. He says, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you until the end of the age. This is known as the Great Commission. We are commanded by Jesus to spread the kingdom of God, to take the word and truth of God out to others. And right now, during these challenging times, there are many people easily within our reach that desperately need to hear his word and his promises. Spreading the kingdom of God is not difficult. It's as easy as offering encouragement to those around us. From 1 Thessalonians chapter 6, verse 11. Therefore, encourage one another. Build one another up. And then from 2 Thessalonians we read, God will encourage hearts and strengthen them in every good deed and word. He is a God of encouragement. And in this current virus and economic crisis, we need to touch those around us with godly encouragement more than ever. You know, it's very easy during turbulent times to focus only on yourself. But I urge you, take that focus off of yourself. Give your attention to others. Spread the kingdom as Jesus commands. Take the time. Speak a kind word. Offer a kind action to people who may be struggling. Do so because they are created in God's image also. Let them know that through Jesus Christ, they are chosen, they are destined, and they are loved. Offer the knowledge that God is for them, not against them. Help them to see God's hand is always reaching for their hands. To spread the kingdom of God is to offer its heavenly gifts. Take that gift of encouragement and offer it to all. Reach out your hands to your family, to friends, to co-workers, to the clerk at Kroger. Take a moment and offer them encouragement. For that encouragement comes straight from the heart of God. Amen?
Amen.
I ask you now, just please pray along with me. Father in heaven, we claim your promises to never leave us nor forsake us. We humbly ask you to strengthen us and hold us up in your victorious hand. When we are tempted to discouragement, remind us of your power over all creation. Guide us to where we are needed to be your light for the sake of others. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, St. Cyril. Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid. Jesus is with us, and we shall be delivered.